And again, he does talk about performing techniques and also about the music business in general. So whether it's a group workshop or an individual session, I highly recommend him. This is Matt Wotroba, and he was here as a feature the very first night that we had an open mic here, which was September 23rd. And he just happened on that experience, did a great job that night. And he's here from Detroit. He's a wonderful performer. And I asked him if he would do two songs for us since he came so very far. Please give a big welcome to Matt Wotroba.
Oh, it's so nice to be back. I love Ellen, but I love everything she does around here. And this is one of the things that came out of that experience. This is a great place. We're in the shrine for Bruce. I love playing in front of Bruce. So I'm going to sing a song for Izzy because you were here the last time I was here, and I loved what you did. And I understand you just turned 75 years old, if you don't mind me saying your age. I love the music that he plays, and I thought maybe I'd do a song that I was thinking of as you were doing that last one. One from Jimmy Rogers, an old Jimmy Rogers song. I'm growing tired of the big city lights, tired of the glamour and tired of the strife. In all my dreams I am roving once more back to the days on the old river shore. I am sad and weary, far away from home. I miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Days are dark and dreary everywhere I roam. Two yodelers at an open mic. I think it should be a... You know what I mean?
Memories are bringing happy days of yore. I miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Mockingbirds are singing around my cabin door. I miss the Mississippi and you. Roving the wide world over, always alone in blue, so blue, longing for my homeland. Muddy water shore, I miss the Mississippi and you. Yodelo,
thank
you. Happy birthday, Izzy. Well, thank you. Thanks for being so kind, letting me have two songs. I'm really glad to be here. Great to see some friends that, you know, I just made in September, and a lot of you are back here tonight. It's great to see you here. Here's a song I wrote really with my dad in mind. You know, every time I go to downtown Detroit, I pass by Michigan Avenue in Trumbull, which is where the old Tiger Stadium sits. And they've recently moved the stadium downtown Detroit. Don't let that happen to you. You know, I got to see Fenway last year when I was here. Don took me to a game, and there's no way they could do anything to Fenway Park. There would be a human chain, you know, in front of that thing that they would never, ever penetrate. So I don't think you have to worry too much. But this is a song that I wrote for my old friend, Tiger Stadium. And because of that, the memories, my father as well. Actually had the opportunity to sing this at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown last June. I know, it was great. You know, until security came and ruined everything, you know. Drive on through the broken gate, past the booth now still and dark. Once the cars were bathed in light, spilling over from the park. I flip my keys to Jim or Steve, find my seat and have a beer. This old house is coming down, we used to play baseball here. The stadium has moved downtown, leaving nothing on the street. They traded in a neighborhood for a corporate box or suite. No, it's good for business. That point has been made clear. This old house is coming down. We used to play baseball here. On game days, we would stand outside in a line curled round the block. But Gracie's eggs were worth the wait, and I loved baseball talk. I'd marvel how the morning hours would somehow disappear. Gracie's place is coming down. They used to serve breakfast here. The new joint's out on exit 5. You don't have to stand in line. They traded in a gathering place. They traded in conversation for a convenient place to die. I know it's good for business. That point has been made clear. Saturdays are not the same. They used to serve breakfast here. I know we're moving forward, and I guess we probably should. But there's a cost for what we've lost. Things are gone for good. The barber shop near Gracie's was a gathering for guys. Between innings on the radio, they spent hours spinning lies. A ring of smoke, a dirty joke for over 40 years. No, Saturdays are not the same. They used to give haircuts here. Salon stretch on and on. Walt's place was cramped and small. Traded in a gathering place for a cheap cut at the mall. Say it's good for business. That point has been made clear. This old house is coming down. We used to play baseball here. This old house is coming down. Used to play baseball here. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks, Ellen. Ellen keeps reminding us about the things we should have said. And if you are interested in hearing my radio program, you can do that. in a variety of places. My nationally syndicated show I do with Sing Out Magazine, you can hear at folkalley.com or org, I'm not sure, folkalley.com, I believe, or at singout.org. And then my regular weekly show I do in Detroit, you can find at WDET, like Detroit, .org. It always streams and there's archives, so check it out. Thank you again.
One more hand, please, for Matt Wotroba. I'm sure at some point in the future when he's in town, we'll have him.